Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast. Scott makes it all happen. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. If you're going about your day, getting the kids off to school, getting the spouse off to work, heading to the gym, walking a dog, whatever the circumstances are, we're only going to get you for a brief period of time. And we know that. We're not tools. We know exactly what's going on. So for that brief period of time that we get you, well, you know, we want you listening to me. I'm honest about it. I don't care. I want you listening to me, nothing else. All right? So download the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. Put it on your device, the Android, the iPhone, the iPoppy, the iWatch, the whatever. It's all good. But make sure that you're tuned in to me. And that's the only way you can do it, except if you're already sitting at your desk and you know, pull up the website, Sports Byline USA, click on the Listen Live button, and we're right there. And that's not such a bad thing either. Here's the dealio. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. They go about their business. They don't complain. They don't bitch. They don't moan. And they're very little reward in it for them, other than serving their country, which, you know, a lot of people don't or won't or can't. So if you see somebody in a uni, make sure you thank them. Buy them a cup of coffee if you got the spare change, and then be on your way, because they're running towards it. Well, we're on our way from it. We're running to a commercial right now, so don't go anywhere. I'm Bob Black. This is The Attack.
Parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's L-I-K-E to 42424.
Martinez with a high fly ball into right field, deep. Canna's back, says he has it. Lunges, and the ball is out of here. That is gone. He could not make the catch. To the opposite field, Martinez again. And the Red Sox are once again within one.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the attack on Bob Black, at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you it is, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Big news in the world of Major League Baseball, and more important, and this isn't just one of those, oh, another guy tested positive kind of things, but Robinson Cano getting suspended for 80 games. Without pay from the Major League Baseball offices. And he tested for the diuretic furosemide, which violates MLB's drug prevention and treatment program. He said he'd accept the suspension, which begins immediately. Now, there's not going to be an appeal. He's not going to mess around. He was going on a DL anyway because he was hurt, and that will be time served. He'll come back basically middle of August, September, end of August, September. He said, look, I learned I tested positive for a substance called furosemide, which is not a performance-enhancing substance. For more than 15 years playing Major League Baseball has been the greatest honor and privilege of my life. I would never do anything to cheat the rules of the game I love. And after undergoing dozens of drug tests over more of a decade, I have never tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs for the simple reason that I've never taken one. Okay, well, he's right about that. It's not a PED. It is a masking agent and used as a masking agent. TJ Quinn from ESPN reported that Cano tested positive before the season and appealed. During the appeal, MLB apparently was able to determine his intent, which resulted in Cano dropping his appeal. Cano said he was given the drug by a licensed doctor in his native Dominican Republic. Shocking. And the substance is used to treat various medical conditions there and in the United States. While I did not realize at the time I was given a medication that was banned, I now wish that I'd been more careful. You know, he broke the bone in his right hand on Sunday. He was on the DL on Monday. His time on the DL, which was expected to be I think he was on the 21 day. And then they were going to re-examine, and, you know, all right. But there's a couple of things here. Well, first of all, he's going to lose half his salary, which is $11.85 million. And he's ineligible for the postseason and the All-Star game. Now, he won't be back for the All-Star game anyway, but he apologized to family, friends, teammates, Mariners organization. Team said Robinson made a mistake. He explained to us what happened, accepted the punishment, apologized to the fans, organizations, teammates. He's 35 years old. Okay. Now, it's amazing. They went to the Yankees for quotes. Brett Gardner and CC Sabathia, who said, you know, favorite player, surprised it's Robbie, blah, blah, blah. Well, here's the thing. Okay, he had 39 home runs in 2016. He dropped down to 23 last year. This year he's batting .287 with 4 home runs, 23 RBIs. Okay, he's a durable guy. He's played in 1,783 games since the start of 2007 season. That's the most in MLB. He joins D. Gordon, who's also suspended for 80 games. He'll be back before Cano is. But here's the thing. And, I mean, I got to be completely honest, and I don't know. And I've heard a number of people say this today. You know, here's a guy who never tested positive for drugs, and now he's throwing his career away. Or his image. By all of a sudden doing steroids, how could that be? Well, here's how it can be. Okay. You're 35 years old. You hit 39 home runs 2 years ago. Last year, you dropped almost in half. I'll repeat, you're 35 years old. Now, athletes keep themselves in great condition these days. Nutrition is better. Training is better. Everything is better. The athletes of today, they would dwarf anybody that played in the 60s or the 70s. You know, talent would have out. Great baseball players are great baseball players. But the majority of pedestrian baseball players who played back in the good old days would be just that, in the good old days. That's fact. Now, if they used the same training methods and everything else, sure. Their games would improve. But the 25th guy on the roster of any Major League Baseball team is better than everybody but the top 10 players on the old rosters. That's just fact. Now, here's the thing. Robinson Cano probably just cost himself the Hall of Fame. And this is where I don't get the decision-making process. I don't get, because I have no doubt in my mind he took steroids, okay? So from that aspect of it, you know, that's fine. But yeah, you guaranteed the money. I understand wanting to perform on an elite level. I get it. You know, he's a proud man. He's played a ton of baseball. But he's got 5 more years on his contract. 5. Why would you do this now? Other than you want to play at a completely high level. Okay. I get that. I do. But to just throw away the Hall of Fame, because that's what he did by doing this. It's gone. It's gone. He'll have more money at the end of his career. He'll have more money than he could ever possibly spend in a lifetime. I don't know if he stays in the States. I don't know if he's, you know, goes back to the DR. Either way, he's a rich man in either country. And he doesn't have to worry about it. This is a guy with career batting average of .304 with 305 home runs and 1,206 RBIs. Now, he's got five more years. I mean, just for the sake of discussion, he'll probably be over 400, maybe 415, something like that in home runs. He'll probably be somewhere about 1,400 RBIs. You know, will the career batting average dip below 300? The way he's trending, yeah, probably. Probably. You know, he hasn't been over 300 since 2014, the first year with Seattle. But he was still producing. He was on his way to the Hall of Fame. And now, not so much. I hate it when I see this kind of stupidity. And that's exactly what it is, stupidity. Well, let's head for a commercial. We'll tap on the brakes. When we come back, continue with Robinson Cano and just dissect this a little bit going forward. I'm Bob Black. Please don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774. 57-74.
Deals. That one's driven deep to right center field. There it goes. See ya. A three-run walk-off home run for Robinson Cano. And the Yankees win it 5-2.
Pitch swung on, hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It is the first Major League home run for Robbie Cano.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You are back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's keeping it on the air, spinning the tunes and doing all the kind of stuff that he likes to do. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. We went to the break. Robinson Cano was the topic of conversation. I mean, here's a guy that when he was with the Yankees, he was evolving into a great player. And from 2010, 2011, 2012, he really had turned into a great player. There was always the discussion about the fact that he wasn't a big-time hustler, didn't run out every ball, played a decent second base. Not a great one, but a pretty good one. But he was such an offensive force that he was willing to parlay it into a big contract. Now, Yankees didn't give it to him, and he walked away after 2013. And there were rumblings, him and management, him and the manager. Girardi didn't particularly like him. But you couldn't argue with the production on the field. Struck out a lot, doesn't matter. Knocked in a ton of runs. Over 200 hits a couple of times. Always in the 190s. OBP was always good. His OPS was high. Always in the high 800s, 900s. But the year after he signed with Seattle, and he's always been durable. That's the other thing, too. You know, he's never played except for the first 2 years when he was still breaking in, you know, and being a kid. He's never played less than 150 games, excuse me. And that was last year with Seattle. So you were getting bang for your buck. You were getting your money's worth. You were getting what you expected out of Robinson Cano. Now, in 2014, he had an MVP caliber year. I mean, 2013, excuse me, with the Yankees. 27 home runs, 107 RBIs. Parlayed it into a big contract with Seattle. First year was a little disappointing. And Safeco Field's not an easy ballpark to hit in. It's not a launching pad like Yankee Stadium. But he was still respectable. 14 home runs, 82 RBIs. 314 batting average. Next year, 21-79. 2016, 39-103. 298 average. And he was, you know, he was the bat in the lineup. Never complained. Seattle wasn't winning. 2017, drops to 23 home runs, 97 RBI. So he's still putting bat on the ball, still producing. But 2016 was his apex year at 33 years of age. Now, considering from when he moved over to from the Yankees at age 30, he immediately started to tail off. Again, I'll put a lot of that on the ballpark, a lot of that on the fact that he didn't have many supporting bats in the lineup, and he still maintained pretty healthy offensive numbers. 2016, he had a little more protection. Cruz was in the lineup, among others. They were pitching to him, and he produced. And last year, he produced, just not with the power numbers. But you know, when you start to think that maybe you're starting to lose a little, you're willing to compromise. And I don't know why the particular masking agent was told, was chosen. He didn't go into any details about what ailment he was being treated for with this drug. Just that it was prescribed to him by a doctor in the Dominican. And, you know, he said he should have been more careful in choosing the treatment for whatever ailed him. Well, you know, come on. I mean, it doesn't pass the smell test. It just doesn't. Major League Baseball has every, they let the players know each and every year exactly what can be taken, what can't be taken. The list really doesn't change from year to year. They add to it. They never take anything off it. And he had to know that this was going to test positive. But I would assume that the thing is that he was probably down in the Dominican, got prescribed, and they called him in for a drug test. And I mean, fortunately, unfortunately, however you want to do it, you know, it they can call you in any place, any time, and you have to respond. And if you don't, that's the same as failing a drug test. You know, I forget the player, but there was a story of a player being on his honeymoon, and he was in Europe. And there was a knock on the door at 7 o'clock in the morning, and there was a guy there with a pee cup and said, we need your urine sample on the guy's honeymoon. So with all these past drug tests, and I mean P-A-S-S-E-D, not P-A-S-T, Robinson probably thought that he could go down there, use the masking agent on the steroid, get the steroid into his system, let it clear the system. The masking agent cleared the system. And then when he took his drug test, he'd be clean, but he'd still have the benefit of the steroid. And he got busted. So it goes out the window. Now, I mean, when you look at, and again, you know, it hurts the team and we're into all that and we understand. But to me, in this particular instance, this was a guy who had his ticket punched for Cooperstown. He was going in. And now I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's going to end up costing him. I mean, look. You can make the argument that maybe by the time he's eligible, because he's got 5 years and then 5 years after that, maybe 10 years from now, they'll let in some of the juicers. But I don't know. You know, Pudge Rodriguez went from, and he's going in this year, he went from all bulked up to a skinny mini. Never tested positive, but boy, oh boy, you know, you just had to look at him and know. You just did. Cloud of suspicion was always, always over Jeff Bagwell. He's going in. I mean, he's in, I should say. You know, and that was just out of the class of 2017. You go back to 2016. Cloud was over Piazza. Yeah. He was kind of the first to break the what-if barrier, Piazza. They wouldn't, I mean, to me, second best offensive, well, best offensive catcher ever, to me. You know, one of the top 10 catchers ever. And they wouldn't let him in. You know, you move further up the food chain. Vlad, there was never a cloud. chipper, never a cloud. Tome, he was just country strong, boy. You know, so the 20 and you know, Alan Trammell, that entire class of 2018, there's no suspicion. You know, you never know, but no suspicion. But Bagwell, Yvonne, Piazza, that's all a different story. And now you work into the mix, Cano. Now, it's not suspicion. He can say all he wants that he was getting treated for an illness. The fact of the matter is that he tested positive for the diuretic. And that's going to count. So he did himself in. He did himself in. And that's what a waste. And what a time to do it. And again, you know, I'm contradicting my own philosophy in that you like to think these guys play to win. And not just play for the contracts, but the man's making 20 plus a year. I don't know. Really unimpressive. AJ Pollock out 4 to 8 weeks with a fracture in his thumb. This is a guy that's been playing his hiney off. And it's a fracture with a tendon or ligament attaches to the bone. 293 average, 11 home runs, 33 RBIs. Going into free agency. Not bueno. What is bueno? We pay the bills, and we pay the bills by playing commercials. So we're going to play one now. When we come back, NBA here on The Attack. Don't go away.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Shooter's almost moved that pivot from Travis by Kevin Love. LeBron James going downhill against Miles. Lost the handle. Found Rodney Hood. Just like the King threw it up.
Quick to his feet. That's poked away by Smart. Tatum gives it back to Smart. Back to Tatum for the two-handed jam.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. We got us a little action going on in National Basketball Association as the draft lottery was chosen yesterday. And the Phoenix Suns. Yes, those Phoenix Suns. I'll go get the number one pick. What this means for Phoenix, and they're going to have their choice of players. It's going to be real interesting. Because you got a brand new coach who's from Europe. One of the top five prospects in the NBA is from Europe. Doncic. And I... It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting times. I mean, the worst team actually got the number one overall pick, which is good. And I'm looking at the board right now. I mean, do they go DeAndre Ayton? Probably. I mean, it would be tough. Luka Doncic can play four positions. But when you look at strictly need for the Phoenix Suns, boy, that middle. I mean, unfortunately for them, Alex Len never panned out like they thought he was going to, like I thought he was going to. I thought he was going to be a pretty good player, but he really isn't. He's just average. And he's going to be bouncing around. But now, you got Devin Booker. You got Josh Jackson. Doncic could come in and play the point. Elfrid Payton goes in as a restricted free agent. He was pretty good last year. 13 points and almost 7 assists. So he improved. But he is a restricted free agent. Maybe somebody throws a lot of money at him. Maybe they don't. Phoenix is going to have to roll the dice and see if he comes back. But they're pretty close. You know, they're pretty close. Brandon Knight's still on the team. I mean, they could roll the dice. I think they've got 3 picks in the first 31. So, I mean, let me pull up the entire mock. Yeah, they got the 31st pick. And where are they again? Oh, they got the 16th pick. So, yeah. Well, yeah, I think DeAndre Ayton's going to be their man. And then just hope that one of the other point guards that they have their eye on is sitting there. I mean, I would think that's the way it has to go for them. Troy Brown would be sitting there. Aaron Holiday would be sitting there. He showed well. at UCLA. Yeah, they might reach a little bit. But he's a penetrating guy. He's small. Plays really good defense. But interesting, though, because the way it fell, and Sacramento had a lot of mojo going for them, too, because they jumped up from what should have been the sixth position to the three hole. And, you know, if you're looking at the way it's laying out right now, and I could definitely see it going this way. You know, you've got Josh Jackson, you've got Devin Booker. You get DeAndre Ayton, who's just a physical freak, and you put him in the middle. Roll the dice on your point guard later on, and maybe even another one at the top of the second round. You bring in two kids and let them compete. You got Brandon Knight on the team. You let him handle it as a caretaker. And you go from there. But, I mean, when you look at the top 10 teams, okay, it could very well shake out exactly, and there'll be trades, of course, but it could very well shake out exactly as NBA.net has it, NBADraft.net, excuse me. And they have it with Ayton going to Phoenix, Doncic going to Atlanta, which I would think pairing him up in the backcourt with Dennis Schroeder would go a long way in appeasing Schroeder. I could also see them going Marvin Bagley here, but they drafted big in the last draft. So that could weigh into their thinking. But like I said, Phoenix, they're going to be pretty good pretty fast. And they tanked purposely. You know, they got their new coach in there. I mean, I don't see them getting away from Ayton. I mean, I've seen a number of people say, well, the European player, yeah, okay, well, maybe not so much. You know, Atlanta drafted Collins, and they've got high hopes for him out of Wake, and he broke into the starting lineup. You know, Dwayne Dedman is solid enough in the middle. He's not great. He's not bad. But, I mean, I see Atlanta going with the European kid as the number two pick. Again, Bagley, I could also see if they wanted to go in that direction, but he's a power forward, and they just invested in power forward. Could Wendell Carter go there? Yeah, I guess, theoretically. But that would be a bit of a reach with the number two. Bagley, Sacramento's sitting in a nice position. They could go Bagley. They could go Doncic. They could go Jaren Jackson. They could go Michael Porter. And they'll check him out physically before they make that decision. Dallas is projected to get Michael Porter. Maybe not. I think they might be a little more inclined to go with Mohamed Bamba and reach a little bit. Because Dirk's, you know, getting old. He is old. Put Bamba in the middle, take some of that pressure off him, let him just block shots and rebound. Cleveland sitting one slot in front of the Knicks. So do they break the Knicks' hearts and take Colin Sexton? Or do they take Trae Young? Trae Young's going to probably be the most interesting pick in the top 10, because if he doesn't go to Cleveland, chances are pretty good he's going to slide a ways in this draft. because he's just, he's a one-trick pony right now. He's 180-pound, 6'2", shooting guard. And a point guard. He's a shooting guard. He's Steph, but Steph light. Whether he could become Steph remains to be seen. But, because I quite honestly think if Cleveland drafted Colin Sexton with the 8th pick, that the Knicks would go right past him. Right past him. And go to Mikal Bridges out of Villanova. They still might do that. Even if Sexton's there. But, you know, this draft is deep. This draft is deep. It goes at least 15. And maybe a little bit deeper than that. And, you know, again, you always find a gem on the back end. Somebody that nobody expected. But when you look at what's out there, you know, you got guys like Jalen Brunson. Now, if you're sitting there, and you'll bring him in, you'll do your due diligence. But if you're sitting there at 16 and you want a winner and you want a guy who's going to lead your team going forward because the guy is a leader, grabbing him at 16, even though he's projected to Brooklyn at 29, that's not a big reach. Not for what you need. And, you know, you're looking for leadership. He's your guy. You need scoring? You know, are you Cleveland and you trade down a little bit and go for Dante? You can score. Like I said, I think the top could go any number of directions. And it could go exactly as they're picking in an NBADraft.net. Wouldn't surprise me. But I think where it gets interesting is the 8 pick. Because I don't see Trae Young moving up, but I certainly can see him moving down. And if that ends up being the case, then it starts to get a little bit interesting. And there's always trades. I mean, we know that. You're picking this player for that player. You know, you're getting draft capital. You're getting an additional second-round pick, whatever you're picking this for the team, picking that for the team. I'll tell you what, though. There are some guys in here. There's some gamers that I really like. DiVincenzo is one of them. And he does not shy away. I mean, that performance in the title game, 31 points, that was no fluke. That was really no fluke. And like I said, the reason why I'm looking at Phoenix, 3 picks in the first 31. You hit 2, you're a contender. You're in the playoffs next year. Jackson's going to continue to develop. I don't know how great he's going to be, but he's going to continue to develop. Booker's already great. And you've got a little bit of veteran leadership in there, too. So, we'll see. Let's head to the exit ramp right now. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour here on ESPN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, wrapping up this hour. And we all have bizarre families, you know. We all have our Uncle Ed and our Aunt Frances and the ones that show up, fall asleep in the potato salad, do the things that they do. But completely unique in the world of sports, it must have been an interesting Mother's Day in the Lucas Glover household. Lucas Glover, who won a U.S. Open last time it was played at Shinnecock, didn't make the cut at the TPC. And that didn't sit well with his wife, who, in looking at her mugshot, looks like there might have been a cocktail or two involved, and started berating her husband outside one of the hospitality tents, Krista Glover. Now, as most moms would do, Hershey Glover, mom, decided to defend her son, which did not sit well with Krista, who began attacking Hershey and got herself arrested. There were cuts and blood on the arms and clothing of Hershey Glover, who told the deputy that she also got hit in the chest. Now, Lucas had to go on Twitter and say, "Everything's fine, regrettably. Although Krista was charged, we're comfortable with the judicial system and its ability to address what actually happened, and Krista will be cleared in this private matter." Glover told the deputy his wife often starts arguments with him after he plays poorly. Maybe it's her way of motivating him. Old Krista damaged the patrol car that she was in by kicking the doors and not wanting to go. Interesting. And that must have been an interesting Mother's Day on Sunday. So that was fun. Anyway, that's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back.